Listener gets in touch with us this morning and says that she's delighted the legal aid system has been looked at. Sometimes you see people with 50 or more convictions coming before the courts being granted free legal aid. They need to be put on a scheme where they can work off the cost or have it deducted from their social welfare payments. Some deterrent introduced for reoffenders after a certain amount of court appearances. Well, listener, that's not what's at hand here in terms of who gets legal aid or who's entitled to legal aid. What it is legal aid reform being pushed through by the Minister for Justice under a new scheme to come into force on the 1st of July. Solicitors in district court criminal cases will receive a flat fee of €455 per client, regardless of how many hearings are involved in a case. Around 150 solicitors met in Dublin earlier this month to address their concerns as opposition to criminal legal aid reforms grew, and that has culminated this week in a withdrawal of services. With me on the line to talk about this from his perspective is Tralee solicitor Pat Mann. Pat, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Not at all, Johnny. Good morning to you.
Now, this has been a while coming, I understand. There have been discussions between the Law Society and the Department of Justice and the Minister for Justice, but it seems that the Minister for Justice and the Department are going ahead with this change, and that's what brought it to a head. Is that right?
Yes, I would say that probably the trust of the discussions were all sort of done on the basis that the Department had more or less made up its mind that it's going to do what it wants to do by the 1st of July. There has been, in reality, no real negotiation about it. And the colleagues around the place are driven completely mad, nuts by the whole thing, because it doesn't seem to make sense what's going on. I mean, this is always going to sound wrong, but like the people out there think that the vast majority of the solicitors around the place are living high in the hog and this kind of stuff. Well, they aren't really. And I suppose at this stage of my life, I can say those things because I just know that a pile of it is very, very, at the moment, break-even stuff. Like, for example, Jerry, the department want to give give solicitors who appear a flat fee of, I think, €455. Am I correct in that? 455,
yes.
Is that?
Yeah.
445, one or the other, anyway. 455.
455, yeah.
Euro for a flat fee. Now, I'll just give you an example of a case without mentioning any name, which I can't do, before Tralee Court this morning. I have a lad with no previous convictions who's up for dealing in drugs. That's drugs for supply, for sale or supply. Now, on the 14th of November last year, he was granted legal aid, and the DPP had decided it was a case that's going to be dealt with in the higher court, not the district court. So we have to wait in for a book of evidence. Now, I'm going to count just 1 second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Today is the 17th day in court without the book of evidence being ready.
The 17th appearance?
Yeah, without the book of evidence being ready.
Okay.
Now, that's just one I picked off the top of the heap here next to me. I could go down to more of them and give you almost similar to that.
So let me intercede here, Pat. Is it your argument that if it was two appearances, which is unlikely in a case like this,
yeah,
or as you said, 17, you'll be paid the same amount under the new system?
No, yeah, that under the new system, correct. So in other words, I get paid maybe, if you were to equate the old system of 239, which is the current system for day one in court, and then €59, call that 60, so that's about €300. So I'd be paid the equivalent of 3 days in court and no more, as against 17 times I have to appear. Do you understand?
Yes.
It doesn't seem to make any kind of basic mathematical sense. Even pulling out an old slide abacus, you still couldn't do something to justify the situation. Now, let's try and be balanced this slightly about this now again. In the bigger centres, where you have solicitors attending the criminal courts all the time, say the likes of here in Tralee, say the likes of Limerick, Dublin, Cork and places like that, there's a turnover of work because society has never been in such bad state from the point of view of alcohol, drugs, abuse and all that. And there are other arguments about that, about how nobody's dealing with that problem. But take, for example, the outlying areas where people have only one case here and two cases there and that sort of stuff, like small towns and villages in the west or the southeast and places like that. It just simply wouldn't pay them to sit into their car and drive a short distance to a court where they're not going to be paid just for the sake of holding on to the case. So you see, like, by having that small payment system, and it's very, very small. In fact, I don't know how much it is for me to go to my GP anymore. But I'm assuming that, like everybody says, you have to pay the doctor when you go in, yeah. Unless you're on a medical card or something like that. You don't pay us when you come in to see us, because you see, you're on the legal aid system, which means that when they come in to discuss their case with you, they're sitting here for maybe about an hour. If it's a serious enough matter, and there's no payment for that. So you see, what needs to be addressed here is really the our side of the argument, if I can put it that way.
Yeah.
Because everybody is going to go there and say, oh, jeez, listen, the fat cat lawyers, they're at it again. You know, look how much money they're being paid every year. And you pick three or four people out of the front page of the Kerry's Eye below who make all this money every year. And what about the rest of the lads all over the place? Who are, you know, working very hard to make a decent living out of the whole thing. And that's all they're looking for, is no more than that.
The Law Society have made the argument as well that, look, if you're bringing in the flat fee, that it could inadvertently incentivise the speedy disposal of cases, potentially at the expense of justice. In other words, it would lead to a reduction or, you know, in examination, in time spent looking at the details of the case, and perhaps maybe the client, the defendant, would be worse off as a result. And also, it rather than improving the system, the warning has come that it may be regarded as a pivot point where it will be, this will change the criminal justice system, the criminal legal aid system forever in this country. That there'll be fewer solicitors getting involved in it, it'll be harder to find them, and obviously some may go out of business, and fewer available quality solicitors, if you want to call it that, for people who are going before the courts against the might of the state, if I want to put it that way.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. One of the things that maybe the public are not aware of, that for example, if we are involved in a very serious criminal trial, that where it has to be dealt with in the Central Criminal Court in Dublin, or which now decentralises to Cork or Limerick as well, we're on the legal aid system. If somebody, say, for example, charged with, say, multiple rapes or a rape or a murder, the accused person is entitled to be represented by three lawyers, a solicitor, a barrister, and two barristers, a junior and a senior counsel. Now, without going into too much detail again, because I'd lose everybody with this stuff.
Yeah.
All I'd say to you is that if your first cousin Jerry was charged with murder, the very minimum he should be entitled to is the best possible representation he can get. The solicitor will always know, who's experienced in the criminal side, who the best two barristers to get on the criminal side. And under the legal aid system, the most senior and capable senior barristers at the criminal bar will make themselves available. They won't talk to you about money. They won't ring up and say, "She's Pat, no, like, you know, I'm kind of tied up here now, but if your client could come up with X amount of money," never questions it. Once the book of evidence is served and we send them out to the barristers, they're ready to go, and you're engaging representation at the highest possible level, Jerry, where you wouldn't be able to do it on a client payment basis. Just couldn't.
Okay. Yeah, Pat, answer me this. The minister has been talking about this, saying, look, his primary objective is to speed things up, enhance efficiency within the criminal justice system, particularly at the district court level. And he expressed concern. He said there's far too many repeated adjournments, which is undermining the effective administration of justice. Now, I know you're going to say half the time it's the guards aren't ready, but the system does need to be improved from that point of view, doesn't it? There's far too many adjournments.
All right.
Is that part of the problem?
We'll go back to a very simple principle that underlies the whole thing. A rush job in the law is always a bad one. Like, again, if you have somebody...
Is it a rush job, Joe? Is it not just... Maybe, we're not talking about no adjournments. We're just talking about not as many as there are
existing.
And maybe removing the incentive, if it exists, for an adjournment, because there's another payday at the end
of it. But Jerry, I want you to understand that the people who are involved in the criminal practicing side of the business, it doesn't pay them to be having adjournments. We would like, for example, if there were more judges, if there were more courts sitting, we would like to be able to come into court day one, get paid for day one, get the necessary disclosure from the state, which we have to get, there are copies of statements and all that sort of stuff, and then be ready to go on maybe day three. But that's just not how the system works.
You're saying
the
this won't deliver that system. This change won't deliver that system.
Is overloaded with cases. Like where you sit there in your office now, can you see out onto the street?
Yes.
Well, if you could, if you could see well around you, the whole place, and walk up and down the state of the town with people hanging around the place. Society has never been in much... I've never seen it as much trouble in my whole life.
There's really?
There's a huge volume of stuff going through the system. Might I also say to you that the definition of crime has expanded. For example, like money laundering, like intellectual property crimes, like pornography crimes and all that. They've all gone through the roof. So there's a huge volume of stuff. Highly technical law, and there's a thing called disclosure that we have to get from the state, which adds to we should be discussing this is my secretary outside the door here rather than me, about the volume of stuff she has to photocopy with every single case that's going through the system. Mountains and mountains of disclosure, counselling notes, medical notes. And I can tell you there is nobody being paid for this the way the public might think they are. And that's very, very important. And I'm not quite sure who in the minister's department or the minister himself or whatever thinks it's a good idea to change any of this. It's not. It's a detrimental move and will ultimately reflect on a poorer service around the place.
Would you have clients, Pat, might be, if the system does come in and there's not as much money involved, that a client may be pressurised to plead guilty or encouraged, encouraged to plead guilty?
No, I'm not. I don't think that's a runner, because we have to get the paperwork. We study these things carefully, Johnny, I might add, and you know that. We study these things and we put up the T-graph and we decide where the pluses are, where the minuses are. Is this a case we can fight? Is this a case you should be pleaded guilty to? There is no, you only encourage somebody perhaps to go down the guilty route if you think the evidence is there that they're going to be convicted. And you would encourage them to do that.
To mitigate the penalty that they'll face.
Correct. And that's the only reason. There's a strong ethic in that.
Okay, Pat, is there any... It's coming the 1st of July. This is all very late in the day for this to be happening. I know there's a High Court judge less than impressed with the solicitors for not informing him. It doesn't work maybe the same way as other industrial... Yeah, industrial relations. He was critical of the solicitors for withdrawing. But my question to you is...
Society, I think, did he?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
My question, though, is there room, is there time to get this sorted out? Will there be talks? Do you hope that something will happen before the 1st of July? Or are we in for delays and danger to cases falling apart if this continues?
Well, I would hope so, Jerry. But I can tell you this from the feedback that I'm getting around the place. Iron has entered everybody's souls at this stage. And they're very, very much put to going to the trenches and staying there. Unless the other side of the argument decides it wants to come forward and have some sort of a consultation with us, a la Iran and the US, and trying to stop the whole thing out.
Pat, I'm going to ask you...
They might both coincide in the same day.
They might. I'm asking you a final brief question, and it's probably a question for another day, but a listener wants to know, would Pat agree the legal aid system needs a complete review? Same criminals before the court time and time again.
Yeah, but that has to see, that's a societal matter, really. That's a very valid point. I mean, sure, I've lots of friends who are not in the business who keep saying to me, see, how the hell are the same people coming back in all the time? But sure, that's the same people who are committing crimes all the time. Like, do you say to a fella, okay, the next crime you commit now, I'm actually going to jail you for life for stealing that bottle of whiskey out of the shop?
Yeah.
Do you say that to them?
That's not the answer either.
Is that going to stop them? No, it's not. You see, I want people to understand that the whole concept of crime is a societal issue. It's nothing to do with the lawyers. We'll just have to be caught in the middle of the whole bloody thing.
Yeah, okay.
And we're trying to do the best we can.
We'll talk more another day, that's for sure. We'll see where this goes from here.
But Pat, talking to you, Jerry.
Thanks for your time.
You try and hold back for two tickets for me on Saturday as well, if you can.
Stand tickets, of course.
I don't mind about that Armagh Road having to make the journey to Killarney. Do you know what I'm saying? What are they complaining about?
No harm. No harm. They should have eaten loud if they wanted to avoid it. Thanks, Pat. We'll talk to you. That's Pat Mann there on the line, solicitor, talking about that issue, which is brought to a halt. Criminal cases across the country, including here in Kerry.